This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adora Udoji is away. The drama continues in Sri Lanka, and I'm grateful we have time to check in on this important story. There's a civil war going on there. The Sri Lankan army presses ahead with its attack against the Tamil Tigers. And in this bizarre twist, the Red Cross says an estimated 250,000 civilians are hemmed in a small rebel-held territory in Sri Lanka's northeast. It's being called a hostage situation. Somini Sengupta, the New Delhi bureau chief for the New York Times, joins us. Somini, hostage situation for 250,000 people, is that reasonable?
Yeah, it's completely, a hidden war, if you will. There are 250,000 people who are estimated to be trapped behind the front line. They have been steadily moving. You know, some of them have moved probably 7, 10, 12 times, we don't know, as the military has advanced into Tamil Tiger rebel territory, and the civilians have kind of been pushed along with them, and now they're trapped in this very, very small corner. Now, none of us really know what's going on there because there isn't any access to independent journalists, to aid agencies, but it does appear as though they have been forbidden from leaving by the LTTE, the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, as they call themselves, which is why they're still behind the front line.
You know, we should remind people that in some sense Sri Lanka is more inaccessible even than Myanmar, Burma, in that the reputation of brutality against journalists is overwhelming in this area, and so really it is very uncovered. What's the state of the conflict between the parties, the Tamil Tigers and the Sri Lankan army at this point, and can you sketch out the context of why this fighting has exploded in the last few weeks?
The Tamil Tigers have been fighting for a quarter of a century for their own ethnic homeland. They did, in fact, rule sort of a de facto state of their own for many years. But in the last couple of years, you've seen renewed fighting between the Sri Lankan military and the Tamil Tigers. And there's no question that the military has had some spectacular successes. And especially in the last couple of months, they have just steadily been driving the Tamil Tigers further and further into a small northeastern corner. Over the weekend, the last Tamil Tiger held major town, what used to be their garrison, and I have been there. It's a town called Mulai Tibu on the northeastern coast.
Mm-hmm.
They seized that over the weekend, and that's when there was apparently a lot of artillery attacks back and forth. The allegation is that many civilians were hurt in those artillery attacks. They are now stuck in makeshift hospitals, and the Red Cross has said this week that that those hospitals are overflowing.
Wow.
They just don't have the medical supplies to even deal with the wounded.
Well, to deal with that situation and quickly, the 250,000 that we referred to at the top of this segment, does the international community have any options here before we go?
Well, there's been a lot of pressure from all corners, but that hasn't necessarily yielded in any concrete results.
And pressure is all that we can hope for at this point. Somini Sengupta, New Delhi bureau chief for the New York Times, thanks for joining us from New Delhi, where she's watching the situation in Sri Lanka, where the Red Cross says an estimated 250,000 civilians are in essentially a hostage situation behind front lines.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.